According to Bloomberg, Debbie Stabenow, the top Democrat on the Senate Ag Committee, who supported a voluntary measure earlier this year, in a reference to Kuhl, said this week that we have got to get this done. House Ag Committee Chairman Michael Conaway issued a statement saying back in June, the House overwhelmingly passed language to repeal mandatory Kuhl for products challenged by our trading partners, and I'm pleased to see similar language included in the omnibus package. By including this language, we will be back in compliance with our WTO obligations to avoid more than $1 billion in retaliation from Canada and Mexico and prevent damages to our relations with two of our top trade partners. He said, I especially commend Chairman Roberts for his diligence and hard work in getting this across the finish line. Now, the World Trade Organization was expected to meet with Canada and Mexico regarding Kuhl tariffs on Friday, giving the final green light for just over $1 billion in tariffs to be imposed on the U.S. In another note, a tax extenders bill was also expected to be completed separately, but it was later packaged with the spending bill. The tax bill does include bonus depreciation and Section 179 expensing.